Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What would it take to bring down housing prices? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is here with the answer. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. I don't know if I got the answer, but I got some ideas here. Right. You know, since that darned COVID pandemic, we've seen a lot of transition in the housing market. During the height of the threat, we saw home prices surge. They've cooled off a bit, but they still are high enough that many interested buyers have been priced out of the market. Well, what will it take to bring prices back around to stimulate the real estate market? Well, first of all, since the recession of 08 and 09, home builders have been slow to ramp up building. The cost of materials spiked and then they receded a bit. So now only are builders finally getting back to the job of building more homes. The more inventory buyers have to choose from, well, the more reasonable the prices will be, supply and demand. And that could goose the housing and other related industries. Incentives to get builders to build more new homes can help. Making home buying more affordable could incentivize that industry. Many communities are also relaxing regulations around building and permitting. That can bring down costs as well, and it stimulates more building. The Fed says they'll continue to lower interest rates, as we saw yesterday. Each half point the lenders can lower their mortgage rates can bring hundreds of thousands of buyers back to the table. The Census Bureau reports that two-thirds of homes are occupied by the people who own them. The other third rents. The more people qualified to buy, the fewer the number of families that need to rent. That may not be great news for landlords, but it could bring down the cost of renting as well. Some large investment groups that rent housing use algorithms to determine rent prices. It's based upon supply and demand, kind of like those surge pricing for Uber. Well, the greater demand, the higher the rent. Some communities are drafting legislation to stop this practice because it increases rent costs for renters. If you're in the market for a home, don't get discouraged. We're in a cycle that will eventually swing in favor of home buyers, as it always does. I just can't say when. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
So the story we had on a few moments ago with the Fox Crime Report about the reporter who was missing in
Jody Huzentrout. Yes.
And you were off the air telling me you were working up in that area.
I was in the same DMA. Mason City, Iowa, was in our DMA. It was one of our competing stations. And I remember actually following that story and being interviewed on one of those crime stories about it. Yeah. You know, those follow-up things.
So she was a television anchor type reporter?
She was a morning news anchor.
Okay.
And so she had to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know how that works.
Yeah.
And she was leaving her apartment and getting into her car, and all they found was some of the belongings from her purse on the ground next to where her car had been parked. And she's gone.
And this was 30 years ago.
Right? Yeah, almost, not quite 30, but it was quite a while. I think like 19.
And the story we had on Fox a moment ago, was that basically they think they may have found some remains over in Minnesota.
120 miles north of Mason City, Iowa,
wow.
Apparently.
Yeah. Tragic. drag story.
Yeah, it is.
You ever met her?
I did not. I was sort of new to that DMA. I may have been at some event or something with her, but I don't specifically remember. But I do remember she was a much beloved, morning anchor in that area. So
Veterans Day is Monday, but you were telling me you got a parade tomorrow. Is it parade?
Yeah, we're marching in. The Wagon Masters are marching in the wagon in the Veterans Day parade tomorrow. I think we start on the east side of the river, and we're going to end up over at Exploration Place, and then we're going to put on our aprons and cook lunch for people.
You know what time it all kicks off?
I want to say 11 a.m. I'm not positive on that. I know that we're going to get there a couple hours before that. So,
well, we haven't rained tonight, but it looks like in the forecast it's going to be probably sunny tomorrow.
Better not rain on my parade.
Rain on your parade. No,
no.
Sir. Okay. It wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
Nice to see this, though, because we could actually... Reservoir out there could come up and take her to.
It might be up another half an inch. Like that last 7 inches brought it up, like, what, 3 inches or something or something?
This is National Parents as Teachers Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Encouraging parent-teacher organizations and parents to join forces to support their children in their educational goals. Parents as Teachers organizations are educational services to parents across the country and to they can be very helpful. The PTA, when I was growing up, moms and dads would go to their meetings, and I don't know, when once a week or once a month. And but I don't think that, from what I've seen recently, they show up just to complain about what books they want banned. So I don't want to be negative, because parental involvement usually is a real good thing in education.
It's tremendously important, there's a difference between involvement and interference. We got to trust our teachers and let them teach what they know is right to teach, I think.
I'm very glad I wasn't homeschooled. I would have been in the principal's office.
Yeah.
All right. PTA, Parental Involvement Day. All right, what's going on this weekend other than the Veterans Parade?
That's the main thing.
That's a big deal.
Huh? Yeah.
And we got Chiefs football coming up on Sunday, so. What could be better than that?
No, I can't imagine. Right. Ted, do you got any sports going on this weekend?
Well, you know what?
I got the home opener for Shocker basketball tomorrow night.
Oh, that's
Coke.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
And this is Steve and Ted show number 6,800.
Wow.
6,800.
Oh, the odometer just changed.
Yeah.
6,800, man.
Can't back it up, Ted. 6,800.
Well,
nice.
You'll be at 10,000 before you know it.
You know, we keep going. We could hit 7,000. It's only
sometime in the next
easily.
Year.
Yeah, less than a year. Yeah.
Oh, we can do that standing on our head.
Right. Heck yes.
All right, guys. A federal judge has ordered Rudy Giuliani to quickly surrender cherished assets as part of a $148 million defamation judgment against the former New York City mayor. The order Thursday during a hearing in Manhattan led a defiant Giuliani to tell reporters afterward that he feels he's the victim of a political vendetta, and that he's pretty sure the judgment will be reversed. Among the assets Giuliani was told to relinquish are a 1980 Mercedes, once owned by a movie star, and a watch given to him by his grandfather. Lawyers for the two former Georgia election workers who were awarded the massive judgment say Giuliani is dodging their recovery efforts.
I'm sure he is.
Well, that is $148 million. Somebody was... thinking that's pretty serious. Some judge thought that was pretty serious.
Apparently, yeah.
$148 million. That's a lot for a case like that. But he apparently defamed these two people. And you got to be careful, Ted. You got to be careful what you say.
No, you don't.
No, I guess, well, you weren't Rudy one.
People say stuff all the time.
I know, but Rudy got caught.
Yeah.
He got nailed big time. California, this is interesting. California Governor Gavin Newsom has called for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December to help safeguard the state's progressive policies on climate change, reproductive rights, and immigration ahead of another Trump presidency. The announcement comes a day after former President Trump resoundingly defeated Vice President Kamala Harris in the presidential race.
Yeah, I was listening to Armstrong and Getty on KNSS last night, and they were talking about Gavin Newsom wants to plant his flag and be the standard bearer for 2028.
Yeah. I think that's it.
This is his first salvo there.
He's working to Trump-proof the state. Trump-proof. Oh, we're coming up with a whole new language, aren't we? How about that? Okay, let's see here. We got, well, the rain is just a thing. I'm kind of excited about that. We We had rain this the other day. Now we're going to have some more. And it looks like it's the kind of rain. We'll check with Tom Leffler, but it looks like it's the kind of rain that really could help the crops, or at least the drought. And maybe we'll see some water come back into Cheney Reservoir, and you and I can drink water and wash our socks, as usual. Well, we already are, but take away that those restrictions we're supposedly having right now. Have you heard anything
more
about
supposedly?
That?
What do you mean, supposedly?
That's what I'm asking.
The restrictions are still in place.
I'm not hearing anything from City Hall. Well, we find somebody today. I don't think they're finding anybody, but maybe everybody's complying, too. We got great people in this town. They're just voluntarily complying, really.
Oh, yeah.
That's well water. Okay. Right? It's all well water. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.